Meanwhile, a leading member of the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, CODEO, Abraham Pamensa, has called on the EC to suspend the committee following agitation by some political parties with regard to the neutrality of some members of the committee. Mr. Mensah said the EC as an independent body must do its work and not arrogate some of its powers to other bodies.
We think the EC should advise itself based on the current happenings and the agitations that have come about concerning the constitution of the committee. One, we have a strong position that the EC are able to constitute any committee that will help this work perform effectively and efficiently in conducting this election. The EC is mandated by the constitution to be independent, and therefore any such committee or any individual that the EC will work with must also have tech characters and qualities to be able to work in the institution of the Electoral Commission.
But how do we build our institutions by punctuating it in the process anytime a group alleges that this is this or this is that?
This is not a mere allegation. Why is Carr resigning?
Carr has not resigned. The National Service Secretariat wrote to remove or replace him.
Why are they replacing him?
Well, for reasons known to them.
Right. So the reason is just that he's a card-bearing member for a certain individual. It's his mandate, the clear mandate that adheres to the individual has, and that places it as independent body that whose decision is taken and accepted by all stakeholders in the electoral process. Independent, the key word.
But Mr. Abrampa, if it is even established that he is a card-bearing member and this thing has come out and he's been removed, why don't we allow sleeping dogs to lie?
What is the sleeping dog? Because he's not the only person. The EC made it clear to us that it wrote to the institution to provide individuals to serve on that committee. Francis Azima has also been criticized.